Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, the Bigfoot conspiracy. It's still going on, man. It is still happening. There were some hunters in Canada who recorded audio of what it sounds like some sort of animal screaming from deep in the woods. And so a lot of people are saying, oh yeah, that's Bigfoot.
I mean, that sounds more like the Rev when he's constipated.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're not wrong.
That would be Big T.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So this whole Bigfoot thing, so are they hunters looking for other stuff, or are they Bigfoot hunters?
They say just hunters.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know, Steve. You're right. They could be Bigfoot hunters. I have no idea. That did sound creepy, but I'm not sure what the hell it was. But I hear something like that, I'm not hunting anymore.
Yeah, I mean, at first I thought, oh, it sounds like a coyote, but it sounded a little bit less.
It was more guttural.
Can we hear it again?
Yeah, let's hear that again, because it didn't seem as high-pitched as a coyote.
That sounds like a coyote.
See, that
part did.
Unless he was doing some sort of metal song.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah, wanting to do it like in his metal voice.
It's a death metal band from Norway.
Yeah.
Working out their music in the woods.
Yeah, they got lost.
Yeah.
Come on with this Bigfoot thing.
I know. With all the technology we have, you think we'd be able to go, here he is.
Well, he's around. He's hanging out on a flat earth with Tupac.
Oh, that's where he is. All right.
I mean, don't we all believe that?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Where's Elvis in this one?
Oh, well, thank you.
He's well, hanging out with BJ yesterday.
I had myself a burger yesterday. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, since you brought that up, Danny took me to Luna Park, which, how about this, man? I have been going to West Seattle for 20 years, but I always take a right down by Avalon Way and Harbor, and then I go to Alki Beach.
Right.
And that's how I go. If I had just taken a left, like just a few short feet up the road, there's the gorgeous, awesome beauty of Luna Park Diner, which is it's a cafe, but it's a diner. And including the dude that welcomes you, dude, he's got the hair slicked back. He's got the, hey, how you doing? I mean,
hey, how you doing?
It's true, dude. I feel like I'm back in the 50s.
Is it Vito?
I don't know what. I should have asked him his name.
I want to say his name is Johnny. I don't really know if that's true, but I'm just like, hey, Johnny, what's up?
And I feel like, I feel like he's putting on a show, but I'm not sure. Because, I mean, but he looks great, but he does look like he just stepped out of the 50s a little bit. And, oh, God, the food they got there. I didn't even have half the good stuff that they had because I just went for their signature, which is the peanut butter Elvis hamburger, which was delicious.
I know. I saw that. I was impressed. That's a good combo right there, peanut butter and meat.
Yeah, and I don't think my daughter's going to be impressed.
Well, don't show it to him.
Yeah.
You should put it on social media.
Yeah, the problem. Yeah, I think it's up there. Yeah.
Now, isn't though, Elvis loved the peanut butter and banana sandwich.
That's true.
Yeah.
So were there any bananas on your burger?
No, it was really the peanut butter that I think why they called it the Elvis burger.
Well, and somebody, we posted the video and somebody was like, try the dead Elvis burger next time. And that's the one with the banana.
Oh.
The Elvis burger is just peanut butter. I don't know if that's actually true, but that's what they said.
And you have to eat that one on the toilet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
That's part of the deal.
Now
they bring a fake toilet that you sit on while you eat it. I would get that every time.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
If they dress you up like they bring out the dead Elvis with like the glasses that give you the sideburns,
yeah,
and like a wig obviously for us bald folk.
Okay,
and then you sit on a fake toilet.
I like this idea.
This is amazing.
Yeah, this would be Steve, open up a restaurant because no one's doing that.
Oh well, you know what? I don't think we're gonna make a lot of money with this. It's a very niche form. Yeah,
it surely
type
is
type of a burger joint.
But that's what I like to do, man. When I go to any place, I like to know their specialty. And I want to do it because they had a lot of other good food there. But, you know, Danny was like, well, I mean, you know, the Elvis burger is what they got. I mean, who's got an Elvis burger?
I'm the same way, though. If I go to a restaurant I haven't been to, I try and find what if the description says our most popular dish.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, I hope you're not lying. I mean, you're just trying to sell me something that nobody's buying. But I like to assume that it is the most popular dish. It's the top of the menu.
Yeah. So that's they have a thing called a pile up there, which you know is just like it's a breakfasty thing.
Oh, I'm looking at the picture of the spot. It has a cool vibe.
Oh,
to it.
Dude, it's so great. And Danny lives right, like he gets to go there as much as he wants. He says they got good happy hour down there. I'm so jealous.
Well, why don't you move in with Danny?
I think it's time to move in with Danny.
Time to tell your lady that she needs to get out.
All right.
Yeah,
that's fine. She can live with Sarah and George and BJ. Oh, wow, we'll just do a
there
trade.
You go.
Yeah, that's a good trade, actually.
It's kind of like wife swap.
Yeah, that works for everybody, doesn't it? I don't know.
They got one called the Gut Bomb.
Oh, I haven't tried that.
Ooh. It's a patty top with thinly sliced ham, bacon, and cheddar. And add a fried egg to it for $1.79.
Ooh. See,
I don't see the dead Elvis on the menu, though.
No, I don't think they have. I think that was a listener request. I don't think they have a dead Elvis. They just have the Elvis burger.
They do have one called the Porker.
Oh, really?
You mean what I had wasn't the Porker?
No.
Wow.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
The Rock of Seattle. Let me tell you about this 33-year-old guy. His name is Alex. And Alex kicked in the door to an apartment in Michigan last Wednesday night. Apparently, he used to date someone who lived there, and for whatever reason, he was not happy. He was pissed. But what he didn't expect was what was inside that apartment, or who, a 36-year-old guy by the name of Ben. Ben Ball.
I like that we rarely remember, like we sometimes delete people's last names, but it's always when it's a special last name that we keep it in the news story.
Oh, you got to keep Ben Ball's
Mr. Ball.
Name. Mr. Ball.
Sir Ball.
And Ben Ball in his apartment just ben having Ball. A great time. Sir Ball playing video games, watching Rick and Morty. You know what? One of these young kids doing both. You know what I mean? You know, just a little Rick and Morty on the TV, video games on the video screen. Not very nice.
He's a multitasker.
So here comes, of course, Alex kicking in the door. Now, Ben has a hobby. Ben, the apartment dude, has a hobby, which is medieval-style combat, where he and his buddies make videos of themselves fighting with medieval weapons.
Nice.
So, because this is what he likes to do, Ben had plenty of weapons on hand. So, what did he do? He grabbed a battle axe and chopped this crazy guy in the chest.
Whoa.
Whoa.
You do not want to mess with Ben Ball.
Ben Ball basically axed the guy, and they fought a little, and then Alex realized, wow, you know what? I have an axe in the chest. What the hell am I fighting this crazy person for? And he ran off. I mean, it was a mess, blood everywhere. The cops tracked the blood, arrested Alex, but he had to go to the hospital first. He's been charged with first-degree home invasion, could get up to 20 years in prison, which, by the way, I mean, he needs to. You're kicking in somebody's apartment door. You need to go to jail. I mean, I wonder if he will. I really wish we could get follow-up statistics on this.
I'm sure whoever his ex is, if they heard this story, they're probably like, oh, man, I'm so glad that Ben Ball lives there and not me anymore.
Yeah. Dude, he chopped him in the chest with a battle axe.
I mean, I'm giggling because I'm looking at Ben Ball, the picture of him, and it's just, he cracks me up because he's just like this dude wearing a winter cap inside of his apartment, rocking a Star Wars t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
holding the sword in his hand.
Mind you, that winter hat is a very nerdy hat. That is Jane's hat from Firefly.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
He's got a Star Wars shirt on. He's got Jane's hat on.
You open up that door and this guy's like, I'm here and I'm pissed. And then all of a sudden there's this kid with a battle axe.
I love this guy.
Wrong apartment.
See, who says being a geek doesn't mean you can't protect yourself?
Damn straight.
Wow, here's Ben, battle axe Ben Ball. Ben Ball. He's a baller, all right.
Well, number one, it's not LARPing. A lot of people are like, oh, is it LARPing? And it's like, no. This Band-Aid was actually from filming last night for our newest episode. I've got a double-headed carbon steel battle axe that was homemade by a gentleman who has since passed. That's what I call my baby. Door open, grab the axe, step, hit. There's a bloody mess everywhere.
Step, hit. Yeah, so it looks like these guys are doing choreographed fight scenes with real weapons. So LARPing, they're not real weapons. They're usually padded and whatever.
They're
using real weapons, doing choreographed scenes, because the more shows we watch, the more you see amazing choreography. I'm sure Game of Thrones is really like on his big watch list.
I don't watch a lot of medieval weapon.
You don't?
Reenactment videos, but this seems like a rather like in the world. If I was relating it to wrestling, which is what I do, everything. This is like backyard wrestling.
Yes,
what I'm watching, it's like this weird low budget weapon fighting that they're doing in their backyard
with real weapons.
But with real weapons,
yeah. I mean, if they don't do this right, they really can hurt themselves.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're not really hitting each other hard, which is nice. But they still have real weapons.
Yeah, which is really convenient because that battle axe came in handy to fight off that home intruder. I got a buddy.
You picked the wrong LARPer that I'm not a LARPer to mess with.
Dude, that's why I want to, if someone's going to break into a house, I want it to be my buddy's house. If they're going to break into anybody's house, because his game room where we play board games, all on the wall. All it is medieval weapons. And I look at this guy and I go, dude, seriously? You know what? You are the first suspect. If anything, any foul play happens in your house, they just interview you, the guy that's got all the weapons on the wall. They're going to go, well, you're probably the guy.
Man, what do you think? It's Ben Balls? Like, that guy walks in, he goes, weeks and years of practice, and I finally get to do it and actually hit somebody with actual
you heard
intention.
Him. Step, strike. I mean,
step,
he had
step,
down.
Strike, yeah. Bitch.
He was excited that someone broke down his door.
Oh, yeah.
Like, straight up. He's like, this is my chance.
Yo, it looks like he works at Applebee's. You think the next day he goes to work when this story spreads, everyone's cool to Ben Ball?
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, maybe he was kind of the guy that people are like, oh, that's Ben. He plays with his action toys or whatever. On the weekends.
Not anymore.
Like, Ben, it's really good to see you. You're the employee of the month.
Yeah. You are. What do you want, Ben? We will never bother you ever again. I love it, man.
I love at the end of it, this article I'm reading, it says, Ball says he's glad he spent a lot of time practicing with that axe.
And by the way, playing video games at the time, which got him battle ready.
Yeah, yep. Good hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Probably all amped up. He's like, I wish I could hit somebody with an axe right now. And then all of a sudden, his prayers are answered as this idiot comes in thinking he's trying to attack an axe.
I'm a little upset at the news reporting because, you know, Steve, we talk about it. There should have been more information. I want to know what game he was playing.
I really
want to know what he was playing. You know, because I'm imagining it's got to be, wait, would it be great if it was like Assassin's Creed or something?
Yeah, or something like one of the fighting games that incorporates weapons like Soul Calibur or something along those lines.
Yeah.
A lot of texters have a similar question. Maybe Ben Ball just wanted to ask him a question.
I love our texters.
Where were we with that, by the way? How did we miss that one?
Sometimes you drop the ball and texters are there to help us.
We didn't drop that ball. Ball dropped him. No, too soon?
Okay, fine. I'm shocked they didn't ask him to reenact this. I mean, he reenacts fights in the backyard. They should have grabbed Ben's friend and reenact the whole thing for the news.
Oh, dude, you know what I can't wait is I'm going to watch the ID channel because they do crimes.
the dramatic reenactments.
They will do that on the ID.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. Medieval mayhem on the ID channel.
That is so fun.
It's so fun. Somebody breaks into a house. It's so fun.
Right?
Ben Ball's the man. Man, I like Ben Ball's the man.
He is. He's the hero of the day.
He really is. Ben Ball.
Not all heroes wear capes, but sometimes they carry battle axes.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, so we got this survey because you know me. I'm the king of slang.
Mm.
You know, I'm always on fleek with my slang. You know
about
that.
About to say that you're on fleek.
Yeah, it's happening, Danny. Yeah. And so what they did is they asked people to name the top slang terms they use to describe something that's positive or favorable.
Rad.
And, rad. That, yeah. You're bringing back a classic.
That's still my favorite. People give me a hard time when I say rad. I don't care.
Really? I say it all the time, too.
Yeah.
Same. Well, that's because you're both. Because
we're radical.
Yeah, we are. We're tubular, dude.
Yeah, you both are just
okay,
who
tubular,
you are.
No.
Yeah. So two words dominate the list for baby boomers, Gen Xers, and millennials. In other words, we all share the same two words to describe positivity.
Dope.
Dope is not it. I use this word a lot. And,
the shiz.
Think of my home state. Think of my hometown.
Wicked.
Close.
Awesome.
There we go. That's it. You had to be wicked or awesome. You had to figure it out. So, everybody uses the word awesome, including old people.
I don't think of that as slang, oddly.
I feel like it's just in our language.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it started off as a slang, though.
Did it?
Right? Isn't that weird?
Because everything's not awesome.
It's awesome.
I don't know. I mean, have you not heard the song? Everything is awesome.
It's true.
The Miz is awesome.
Yeah, that's old school.
That's right.
Yeah, that's not Lego Movie. That's way back. Second word. This one we use a lot. Think of the word when you say, hey, how are things? What's happening? Are you okay with this? Is this good? What do you say?
Are you okay with this?
Are you okay with this? How are you feeling? What do you think of this?
Good.
If you're okay, cool.
That's it. Vicky's right. She's a winner.
Oh.
Yeah, cool. Are you cool with that? I'm cool with that. So cool and awesome are the words that we use as slang that transcends any kind of generation.
See, I mean, cool I feel like it's been around. I go back to how Danny was feeling with awesome. I feel like that with cool. Cool just seems like it's been part of our language since I was a kid.
Was it around before the 50s? Because I think 50s is where I remember it came out.
I mean, you would know better than me. Yeah.
Did you use it as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But I feel like they were saying it in Fonzie times, like Happy Days cool. But I mean, maybe Rev can find out. I think the 50s is when cool started. At least the 60s.
Yeah, so for me, I was born into it.
Yeah.
Awesome, you know, like Danny was mentioning, he thinks that he's been born into that one. For me, I remember when people started saying awesome. And
awesome.
And it was almost like if you said it, you were mocked.
Yeah.
Oh, were you a surfer dude or something along those lines? No different than rad, you know?
Yeah.
But there's now a time where those words are just how people talk, and it doesn't even get noticed as being weird.
I wonder which came first, the surfer dude awesome, or if we in Massachusetts were just using it before it became a nationwide thing.
I don't know. You're from Boston. Just take credit for it like you take credit for everything.
Oh, right. Fair enough. That does seem like the way my people work.
Yeah.
I could support that. That's awesome.
And apparently cool kind of started at like around 1933 because it was slang for the use of fashionable.
Oh, so when you were a teen.
Yeah.
The 1930s they were saying
yeah,
cool?
Yeah, they said it was popularized in jazz circles by a saxophonist named Lester Young. Mm. So it's supposed to be like fashionable. Oh, you look cool.
So is that why, remember Diggable Planets, that group? They were like a rap jazz group, and they had that song called The Rebirth of Cool.
Dude.
I wonder if that kind of stems from
maybe
that.
Maybe so. But how about Lester Young? Was that what you said his name was? How about this dude creates a word that will probably be used forever? I don't think cool will ever not be cool.
Cool.
Think about it. Think about you created a word that people will use, like nobody in a way that it was never used before.
And I love it because no different than awesome, but cool more than any. Someone could tell you a story and you can legit sound excited about it and go, cool.
Yeah.
Or you could switch it around and if they tell you a story that you're just not feeling like, oh, cool.
Yeah. Cool story, bro.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
All right. So for boomers, Steve, I'm a boomer.
Mm-hmm.
Here are my top slang words. Cool. Nice.
Nice.
Neat.
Nice.
Neat. I don't know if I use that much.
Yeah, neat sounds like you're putting someone off. You're just like, oh, that's neat.
But see, they said that a lot on Leave It to Beaver. If you watch the old Leave It to Beaver shows, but Wally was like, that was the word. That's neat, Beave. He said it all the time. Yeah, all the time.
It's coming back because it's in a lot of memes now when there's a picture or something. It's like, ooh, neat. And you post a meme of usually Spider-Man taking a picture of it.
Oh, nice.
So that's a meme. It's coming back now.
But isn't it kind of a sarcastic way of saying something?
It can be.
Like neat. That's.
It's just like, ooh, neat.
Now, superb is also one of my words.
Superb.
Superb.
If you use that word, you sound like, highfalutin.
I need to get it back. Yeah. I haven't said that in a while. I got to bring superb
splendid.
Back.
I'm having a splendid time.
Splendid time.
Those sound very wholesome to me.
Yep.
Like if you're talking to somebody, instead of them saying like cool, they'd be like neat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what, Danny? Leave It to Beaver was a ridiculously wholesome show,
yeah.
And those words were all over that. Gen Xers, are you ready, Steve? Here's you. Awesome is in there as well.
Right.
Cool, of course. And nice is also in there. Neat is also in there. So you're just like us boomers except for one word. And it's the word that the other word, wicked.
Wicked?
Wicked is your word.
I figured that would be a little bit later. See, I use sweet all the time.
Yeah, sweet is awesome. It's not in here. I'm not saying sweet. Awesome. Sweet, you're right, Rev. Sweet's a word that people say all the time.
And it's like genuine enthusiasm when I say it. It's like, sweet.
All right, so cool and awesome and nice are there for millennials as well.
This is slowly becoming the dumbest conversation we've ever
and
had.
And neat's in there for millennials,
all right,
too.
Quickly.
Why are they all the same words? Cool, awesome, nice, and neat. Why are they for everybody? Millennials, you guys say nice and neat?
I mean, all it's right. More like nice. Nice. You hooked up with that chick? Nice.
Okay. Grandpa. You guys say nice and neat, too?
Well, I just wouldn't expect it. It's a couple generations away. I thought there was a gap.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And I, of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.